This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Votes being cast for President of the United States today actually count as the Electoral College convenes. UL Monroe Political Science Professor Joshua Stockley explains the ballot you cast on November 8th was, in essence, advisory.
The vote in a state goes towards determining who wins that state, and by winning that state, a particular slate of electors is then assigned.
Or as Scott Wilfong, one of Louisiana's electors, explains it.
You know, we're 300 million people, and in the end, the leader of our country comes down to 538.
Wilfong from Baton Rouge chairs the state GOP Rules Committee and is one of two members at large of Louisiana's Electoral College. The other is Garrett C. Monty from Butte. The six men and two women voting today include Christopher Trahan of Covington, who ran for the state house in 2011, and Charles Buckles, who runs Red Flex Cameras out of Lafayette. There's Lloyd A. Harsh, a professor at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, and former State Representative Kay Katz of Monroe, who says she's honored to be part of the process.
That shows that each vote does count.
Lenny Reese of Baton Rouge, executive director of Louisiana Strong, is the other female elector. And then there's Caddo Parish GOP Chair Louis R. Avalone, who says he's excited to vote for Mr. Trump today.
We can expect him to make things happen for our country.
Wilfong says despite rumblings heard elsewhere, don't expect any of Louisiana's electors to break faith with the Republican Party's candidate.
All of us will, without a doubt, vote for Trump.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.